Welcome to the Fuzzy Glove Hour, the radio stunt program that takes away your sorrow and replaces it with joy. I'm station manager Ken, your co-host, and tonight filling in for Andy Breckman Man is my good friend Nadia.
Hello.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Nadia, you requested that we play the old theme song tonight.
Yeah.
Why did you want to hear the old theme song?
Because I like it.
And you were specifically saying that you don't like the new theme song.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't really mention you either.
Well, it mentions Andy at least 15 times.
Yeah.
That's the rule.
Do you think Andy is listening?
No. Definitely. Definitely Andy is. Andy never listens to WFMU.
Why?
That's rule number one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you know what he would say? He would say it's because he has a life. That's one of Andy's jokes.
Okay.
Nadia, can you tell me what is Andy's problem?
He won't just shut up.
That's right. He won't shut up. And in fact, you were one of the callers on the infamous Deaf Show.
Yeah.
What was that like? You called in and Andy was just yelling at you, right? I couldn't... I couldn't hear what was going on.
Yeah, you couldn't hear it. If you would hear it, you'd tell him to actually let me talk because I was just talking. He was like, hey, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. And he kept repeating that.
I'm sorry. On behalf of everybody here at WFMU and Nadia, I am sorry. So Andy,
no, okay.
Andy can't make it tonight. He probably is not going to be able to make it next week either. He's dealing with some personal issues on the home front. And Nadia, thank you so much for filling in for him tonight.
Can I do it next week?
Maybe. We'll see how it goes tonight.
Yeah.
Nadia's here, and the phone number is 201-536-9368. And what are some of the things that people can ask you, Nadia?
Llamas.
They can ask any question about a llama.
And, you can ask me stuff about Lord of the Rings.
That's right. You're reading The Fellowship of the Rings right now.
Well, not reading it right now because I'm on the radio, but...
Oh, that's true. But you read the last page, right?
Yes.
Okay, so llamas, Lord of the Rings... What else can people ask you?
Unicorns. About unicorns.
Oh, that's right. You have a YouTube page, which is called
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell us what it's called.
My Unicorn Rules.
Right. And we have a goal for the show is we want to double the number of subscribers that you have on My Unicorn Rules. Right now you have how many?
15.
And the goal is to get to what number by 7 o'clock?
30.
Right. So if you go to YouTube and go to My Unicorn Rules, that's Nadia's YouTube page. You interview people, right? You make movies?
Yes, I do interview. I interviewed two people, my gym coach and a reporter or something. Like someone that works in the newspaper.
Nadia, we have our first caller.
Really?
Yep.
Yay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I had a question about hobbits.
Yay, ask me it.
Okay, well, why do hobbits have hairy toes? That always seemed weird to me. Their feet are really big.
Yeah, they're
and their
disgusting.
Toes are really hairy.
I know, it's disgusting, but luckily they're fake feet.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not know that.
Well, the actors in the Hobbit movies are wearing fake feet, but why are the hobbits so hairy? Down on
their
feet.
I don't know. It's just their character. I mean, maybe because they like stepping in rocks and maybe because they like having hair on their feet and they think it looks nice.
It's just weird because they don't wear shoes or sneakers or anything like that. And they have to go on like long hikes to like volcano mountains and stuff like that. And it just seems really...
And they're not wearing shoes. And then they step on something sharp and they're not wearing shoes. And I'm like, what the hell? What? Why?
I mean, they don't wear socks either, right? I mean, there's just no version of Hobbit socks that I've ever seen or heard of.
They could at least wear socks.
All right, thanks for your call.
Yep, thank you guys.
It's Ask Nadia tonight on the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Nadia is filling in for Andy Breckman Man. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Nadia. I love the show.
Hello.
This is Sam the Appraiser.
Hi, Sam.
Yay.
I have a question about llamas.
Yay, yay.
Do llamas have humps like camels?
No.
Why do llamas spit?
But they actually don't only they spit for like they fight with spit, and they also like kick and headbutt each other.
But they also spit at people. One time a llama spit at me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he just wanted to put saliva on you.
Exactly.
I thought they spit at hippies. Is that what they do? But don't they have some connection to camels?
Yeah, they do.
Is it because they have pyramids in South America and also in Egypt? And because I think the two civilizations may have had ancient contact.
I don't know.
There's a whole theory about that. That maybe the ancient Africans went to South America and brought pyramids and camels, which became llamas.
Wait, how?
In boats.
That sounds like a crackpot theory, Sam the Appraiser.
From West Africa to Brazil is only like 1,000 miles or something. Not that far.
1,000 miles by ocean? That's a long trip.
Not if you line up a bunch of elephants and just walk across their backs across the whole ocean.
Good point.
Wait.
Fair enough.
They'd swim. And do elephants swim?
Yeah, elephants do swim. Elephants swim really well, actually. Sam, do you have any other questions for Nadia?
What's wrong with Andy?
He just won't shut up.
He won't shut up, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, good talking to you.
Okay, bye. Bye, Sam. It's the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Nadia's filling in for Andy Breckman Man tonight, and the phone number is 201-536-9368. Nadia, you also said that you could give people advice on how to be a good caller.
Yeah.
On the Fuzzy Glove Hour.
Exactly.
And questions about kids?
Yeah.
What's your specialty with questions about kids?
Don't get addicted to a screen.
Don't get addicted. Right, you're good on screen addiction also. And then we might want to hear suggestions from former kids about their favorite kid movies.
Yeah, and, Wait, did you eat dinner before or after the show?
I eat dinner after the show. Have you already had dinner?
Yeah. Technically, I'm eating a snack right now, so I didn't have dinner, but... What are you going to eat?
I'm going to eat lasagna tonight.
Yummy.
Yeah, lasagna from about 6 months ago. I've been freezing it. No, it's okay. I've been freezing it, waiting for tonight, waiting for a very, very special evening to have lasagna by myself. The phone number here is 201-536-9368. And you're tuned into the Fuzzy Glove Hour with Nadia. Nadia, how old are you?
8.
And how long have you been listening to WFMU?
The whole reason I made you listen is Danger.
Danger?
Yeah.
That was when you started listening, when we had our regular caller named Danger?
Can we ask Danger to call?
I haven't heard from Danger. He hasn't called the show in a really long time.
Yeah, true.
What did you like about Danger?
I like that he never revealed his name.
Yeah, he was a nice mystery caller for a while there.
Yeah.
And you're also a gamer, am I right?
Yes, you're right, but...
You didn't want to talk about games, why not?
Because I think it might become a little bit boring.
That's true.
People, and then they might just go into another room, plug in their ears with earplugs, and then stuff their head down the toilet.
Do they have to do both in order to blot it out?
No!
So you're a big Among Us player, am I right?
Yeah.
And you also play Minecraft?
Yeah.
What else do you play?
Roblox and Fortnite.
Uh-huh. So you could give advice on those four games?
Yeah.
Okay, Nadia is here. She's very generously donated an hour of her time tonight to answer your questions. And we do need more calls at 201-536-9368.
I had nothing else to do, did I?
Have you done all your homework for tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get homework.
You don't get homework?
I do sometimes, but this time I didn't get homework.
Cool. Have you been going to school at home? Have you been doing the remote learning thing?
No, I go in person, actually.
Have you been going to school in person the whole time?
Yeah, except when I did something to my shoulder.
Oh, what happened to your shoulder?
I told you, didn't I?
Yeah, but not on the air.
Yeah, not on the air, but should I really tell the air?
Whoa.
Yeah, we're on the air. You hurt your collarbone. Hi.
Oh, hi. This is Rich. This is Rich from the future. I have a question.
Hey, Nadia, Rich is calling from the future.
Wait, what? How are you supposed to what?
Rich is calling, and he's calling from the future.
I'm so confused right now. How are you supposed to?
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, Nadia, you're going to be a knockout when you're 18, young lady. I just what I saw.
Wait, what?
I have a question about llamas.
Okay.
What's the difference between a llama and an alpaca?
Great question.
They look similar to me. They look all weird shaped and everything. I wonder what the difference really is.
Yeah, me too. I'm wondering, actually.
Well, that's not the answer I was looking for.
Rich, you have stumped Nadia.
What do I get for that?
1 point.
Yes, you get a point. Very good.
All right. So how many points do I need to save up to get something?
You need 20 points, I'm afraid.
All right. 20. Well, I'm on my way.
Okay.
Well, it was nice talking to you both. You guys both have a great night.
You have to make up a new name, and you can't call yourself the same name. Otherwise, that point doesn't count.
Man, what is the problem with people from the future?
I don't know. They just... What?
What?
Nothing.
The phone number here is 201-536-9368. And so you offered also to answer questions about kids. And
yeah.
You're 8 years old, so you could answer questions about eight-year-old kids. You could probably answer questions about seven-year-olds, I bet, too, right?
Actually, I have the answer.
Oh, what's
Hello, Nadia.
Oh, hang on a second, caller. You have the answer to the difference between a llama and an alpaca?
They're smaller.
Who's smaller?
The alpaca.
Alpacas are smaller.
I think.
Okay. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I was just calling because, you know, all this talk about llamas, you know, it's really intrigued me. I was just wondering, Nadia, like, why do you like llamas so much?
Because llamas are cute, and then I have a toy llama, a stuffed animal llama that all he says is llama, 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 llama.
That's a good reason.
A toy for I kind of want one, too.
Do you have any other questions for Nadia? Questions about kids or how to be a good caller or screen addiction or Lord of the Rings or unicorns? Guess not. They disappeared on us, Nadia.
You disappeared and I wonder how.
But we do have another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Is Nadia permanently replacing Andy?
Maybe.
Oh, thank God. Andy's horrible.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. He's super annoying to these. He doesn't shut up. He just talks.
I'm so happy you have someone else on the air. It's definitely freshening up the show. Better than Andy's.
So you're a Nadia fan then?
Yes.
Nadia, we need a name for your fans. Could be Friends of Nadia, F-O-N's.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Nadia Files. No, that's too creepy. Okay, thanks, caller.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to Nadia.
Okay.
Hey. Okay, so I'm a teacher, And I have taught second grade for a long time, and I've taught fourth grade for a long time. And I wonder what your advice is for teachers that kids really want teachers to know. What
well,
do you think
I'm
they
second
really
grade.
Want? Teachers?
So I'm
You're
in second
grade.
So my teacher always gets mad at this one kid because one time he broke her headphones and she got really mad at him. And then my advice was not to get really mad at students.
That's good advice.
Yeah. So what kind of, what was your favorite book in second grade?
Well, I'm still in second grade. So
oh, so you're still in school right now?
Yeah. I'm going to say my favorite book is, I don't know if it counts as this, books from school or from home, but I think they're the same. So I'm just gonna say, Dear Dumb Diary, because Lord of the Rings is just a high school book.
Yeah. Have you ever read Charlotte's Web?
Yes, I have.
Oh, that's a great book. I read that to my second graders this year, and we all just loved it. Well, of course, you've probably read Is Your Mama a Llama, right?
Well, actually.
That's probably the most popular llama book in the whole world, Nadia.
I would think so, but maybe she hasn't.
I haven't, but I will.
What? Oh, my goodness. You've got to look it up. It's so fun, and the pictures in it are really great. And it's about a llama. And he has a friend named Fred. Yep. That's a really, really good book.
Okay,
well, listen, I bet you're a really good reader, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, she's reading. She's reading Fellowship of the Rings right
now.
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome for second grade. I wish all my second graders could read that good. But guess what? I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. Right? Thanks for your call, Teach.
Okay, we'll talk to y'all later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Whoops. Phone number is 201-536-9368. We're auditioning replacements for Andy Breckman, who's not going to be able to make it for a few weeks. And tonight, we're here with our regular caller, Nadia. And she's available to answer questions about llamas, Lord of the Rings, unicorns. And speaking of unicorns, Nadia has a YouTube page called My Unicorn Rules. And Nadia, we have now surpassed 30 subscribers.
What? I'm looking.
last I checked, it was 34 subscribers.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
So if you want to make Nadia's night, go to YouTube and subscribe to My Unicorn Rules. And Nadia's got a whole bunch of videos up there. Your first video was about blood vessels. I think that might have been my favorite.
Yeah.
Where you somehow showed what your blood vessels looked like.
And thank you for letting me do this and go on the air for an hour and do this whole thing.
Oh, did your mom tell you to say that?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi there, you're on the air.
Dead air means people who call, but they don't actually say anything.
Yep, that was dead air, all right. That was a zombie caller. And Nadia's YouTube page also has a really cool video of a bonfire. What's the story behind that bonfire, Nadia?
Well, we just made it because for fun, because it's really cool and it was really cold out.
So I have a Lord of the Rings question. By the way, if you want to talk to Nadia, the phone number here is 201-536-9368. We're going to hold off on my Lord of the Rings question.
I think you said that about a billion times.
What?
Sorry about that.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi there, you're on the air.
Thank you. Okay, so here's my question for Nadia.
Go ahead.
Were you ever concerned that you were the only real person and everybody else was kind of acting, like all pretending, like it's a big play and they're all pretending, but you're the only one who doesn't know that it's a play?
No.
Never happened.
But she's very lucky. All right, thanks, Nadia.
Is that a problem that you've had, caller?
I kind of got over it by the time I was 8. I was just wondering if she had gone through it.
Nadia, did you have a similar question? Did you ever wonder if you would wake up one morning and all of a sudden you'd realize that your entire life up to that point had been a dream and that everybody around you is now different?
Yes.
You have had that dream?
Yes.
Succinct answer.
But for example, I've always thought of the inflatable squirrel carcass as a squirrel that's inflatable with the carcass.
Do you listen to that program, Inflatable Squirrel Carcass?
No, but it's at midnight.
Yeah, I guess it's a little past your bedtime.
But I saw it on the schedule, and it looks, the name is cool.
Yeah.
But also weird.
Yeah, you know the story behind the inflatable squirrel carcass?
No.
Well, when WFMU used to be in East Orange, New Jersey, before we moved to Jersey City, we had a mascot named Rusty. And Rusty was a dead, mummified squirrel.
What the hell?
Yeah, we found him in the ceiling, and he was perfectly preserved. He somehow became mummified, meaning his skin just dried out, and he never really decomposed. And Rusty the squirrel was WFMU's mascot for about 6 or 7 years there.
You're actually blowing my mind right here.
I'm telling you the truth. That's where inflatable squirrel carcass came from.
But why is it inflatable?
That you'll have to ask Rich Hazleton about that, why it's inflatable.
Yeah, well, I'm not staying up till midnight.
And after we moved out of the house where we found Rusty, which was the house that we used to broadcast from.
You took him!
No, I realized that I forgot. The day after we moved out, I went back to check things out, realized that I forgot to bring Rusty. And I went and looked at him, and then I thought, nah, I'm not going to bring Rusty. So I left Rusty there. Hi, you're on. Hi, you're on the air.
I never knew that story.
Yes, that's the story of Rusty, the inflatable squirrel carcass.
Okay, I am a brand new subscriber to her channel. I watched the lake video. I'm looking forward to more lake videos.
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, I'm impressed. You're in the second grade and you're reading The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Rings. Do you intend to read The Two Towers? Have you already read The Hobbit? And what did you think of Grace?
I read it in my mom's Hobbit, yes.
Who do you think is the best character in The Lord of the Rings Fellowship?
Legolas
is not in the Fellowship. Okay, that's right. Why Legolas?
Yeah, why Legolas?
Because I like him. And he's really cool.
Okay, what did you think of Tom Bombadil? Would you have let him in the movie?
Who?
Tom Bombadil and Goldberry is chick.
Tom Bombadil and Goldberry?
That's the one. Tom Bombadil. He was the guy in the forest after they left Maggot's farm. They got stuck at the Barrows. And then while they were at the Barrows, they became under an enchantment. And then Tom Bombadil came and sang to them, and he saved them from the whites, the evil whites.
Nadia, do you remember any of this? I think he's making it all up. Yeah, I think he's just making everything up.
But it's in the book. It's in the book.
It is in the book. And Goldberry is his girlfriend.
Okay, sure. Maybe you're just making that up. I'm not sure.
I think he is. I think he's making it all up.
I think you'd make a much better host than Andy, though.
Right? She actually listens to the callers.
I know. It's amazing. You have a good night. Love you.
All right, bye.
Love you more. What's going on over there, Nadia?
I don't know. My mind is being blown right now.
Why? What's going on? You have your dog in there with you?
Yeah, she still lives.
Uh-huh.
And then I started choking on a grape.
I just checked your YouTube channel. You're up to 45 subscribers now.
Can we hit 100, maybe?
That would be great. That's a great goal by 7 o'clock to get to 100 subscribers. And
because
Nadia...
There's a thing, if you hit 5,000 subscribers, you get a golden play button. And I want that so much.
YouTube gives you... What was that? Now, Nadia also took over the WFMU TikTok account for a couple of months when she was 7 years old. And then, according to the WFMU statute, she had to give it up when she turned 8.
And nobody's doing it now.
That's
Why
right.
can't an adult use it?
That's right. We do need another 7-year-old. We need another 7-year-old to take over the WFMU TikTok account.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Nadia, what are some of your favorite movies?
Lord of the Rings!
Have you seen all the Lord of the Rings movies?
Yes, and War Games!
War Games with Matthew Broderick?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one of, like, the earliest hacker movies ever.
I know.
Do you want to be a hacker when you grow up?
Yes. And Indiana Jones.
Oh, Indiana Jones. Okay, which one?
All of them, but except, I think one of them. Except one of them. I watched all of them except one of them.
Yeah, the bad one, right? Am I right?
Which one?
The bad one.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
I'm going to literally look up the bad one on the internet right now.
The phone number here is 201-536-9368 if you'd like to ask Nadia for advice, especially advice about kids.
And I do like Karate Kid.
Okay, you like Karate Kid. There were a couple of those, right?
And I have a question. Is that the real voice of the old codger? Because I'm just, I don't know. Is it his real voice?
Yeah, that's the old codger. Courtney T.
Really?
Courtney T. Edison?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's sure blowing my mind.
Not really. No, not really, Nadia.
I heard that.
Yeah. Hi, you're on
and
the air.
I bet the caller heard that too.
Nadia. Yes. Evening, Ken. Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe you got through either.
I can't believe you got through either.
Well, and, you know, speaking of getting things through, you have any issues, any books at the library, Nadia? Like, you ever go in and the book that you want to get is checked out? So you got to put a hold on it, search around?
Yeah, actually, yeah. It's happened with a DVD, actually.
So you do go to your local library?
Yes. And do you hear my cat meowing outside?
I don't.
That was really loud.
Yeah, you can probably hear things that we can't hear.
Yeah, because you're not in my house.
I'm not in your house, but also you're a little bit younger than us, so you can hear a lot better than us grown-ups. Did you know that? Grown-ups can't hear very well. Did you know that? Nadia, are you still with us?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
Zachary.
Hi, Zachary.
Hi, Zachary.
So, do you have any other questions for Nadia?
So you were talking earlier about different animals. Is there any, particular one that you see often? Like, birds have been a big thing over the last couple of years here and now that we've seen some interesting
unicorns!
Do you have unicorns living near your house?
Yes.
We have some actually in a nearby park. You have to go real early in the morning.
No, you don't.
Do you have
these?
Nadia, do you have bears and foxes living near you?
Oh, yeah. We once we had a fox. He was super cute.
Yeah, foxes are cool.
The fox, he was like, but we were afraid he would eat our chickens.
Okay, Nadia, now comes the Andy Breckman test. This is a test he's never passed before. I want to see if you can pass it. What is the name of our caller?
What caller?
The caller who's on the air with us right now.
Zachary?
Zachary, yes, you passed! Wow, you're good.
Congratulations. You get a point now, Nadia.
Andy Breckman has never passed that test before. Thank you, Zachary. Phone number.
How? That's so easy.
Well, let's see if you can pass it again. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is John from Brooklyn.
Hello, John from Brooklyn.
Hi, you guys. I have a question for Nadia about unicorns, and specifically about unicorn cake. Years ago, it was my birthday, and a friend of mine wanted to make a unicorn cake for me. I was grossed out. I was like, no, I'm not going to... I don't want a unicorn cake.
It sounds horrifying. Was it made out of real unicorns?
That's what I want to know. I turned it down because I wasn't going to eat anything with unicorn in it.
Well, of course
so,
not.
So that's why I'm calling up. Do you know, are these things made with unicorn or
no,
are they just...
No, they're not. They're just a cake that has a unicorn. Not a real unicorn on it, but a unicorn made out of icing on it, technically.
Yeah, she's John from Brooklyn. Unicorn cake.
But
unicorn cake's not made of real unicorns.
Yeah, Nadia, you know, there's fish cake. There's you know, cakes that are made with, there's cheesecake, has cheese in it. So, you know,
That's true.
So I should apologize to my friend for turning her down.
Yeah, well, next time someone's asking that, please say yes, because otherwise or ask them, is it made out of real unicorn, and then they just be horrified.
All right. Well, thank you very much for clarifying that for me.
Nadia, what's the name of our caller?
John.
Damn, you're good. All right.
You're real good.
Thanks, John. Well, Nadia, I have a question about unicorns. How do you tell the difference between a real unicorn and a goat? That maybe has two horns, and its owners have wrapped the horns together to make it look like one horn.
Goats are smaller, and they do not have eyes the same as a unicorn, and they don't have a rainbow mane or tail. So
easy.
Yeah.
Done and done. All right. See how good Nadia is. We're doing Ask Nadia tonight on the Fuzzy Glove Hour. Nadia's filling in for Andy Breckman, man. And the phone number here is 201-536-9368. And Nadia, you are very good at the internet, it seems.
Yes.
You did the TikTok account. You have a whole YouTube channel. What is the internet?
It's something that you go online. It always, like when you type something in, it always starts with www.
Uh-huh.
Which means world wide something. I don't remember. Don't ask me again. But it's like you can look up whatever you want, but you have to be precise about what you look up, because sometimes what you look up, it doesn't exist, or something that it says is fake.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes things can be scary.
Yep.
So don't watch things like at midnight or anything. Or just be careful what you search on the internet, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another caller. Hi, you're on the air with Ask Nadia. Who's this?
Me?
Yes, it's you. Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
How are you?
Good. Who's this? What's your name?
Harold.
Harold, hi.
Hero.
Hero. Okay. Hi, Hero. Do you have a question for Did you have a question for Nadia? I'm going to take that as a yes. So go ahead with your question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
This
is Emma.
You know what we can do sometimes, Nadia, which is fun?
Yeah.
We can put Echo on.
Yes! Yes! Yeah!
Let's see. Let's try to put some Echo on. Go ahead, Nadia.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Oh, the... Okay, we're moving on from the last call, and the Echo machine appears not to be working at the moment. Sorry about
that. It's broken!
Yeah, I could fix it, but then I wouldn't be able to talk with you for a few minutes, so... Phone number here is...
Do it after the show.
Hey, do you want to give the phone number out?
Yes!
Go ahead.
We're doing a show with You Can Ask Me Anything about video games, unicorns, Lord of the Rings, or, like, advice for kids or anything. The number is 201-536-9368.
Wow, that was better than Andy Breckman ever did that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah, that was really good. You talked about what we're doing. You gave out the phone number. Have you ever heard Andy spell the phone number?
No.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
Can I do the station ID right now?
Sure, go ahead and do the station ID. Do you know it?
Yeah, I do. I have it written down.
Okay, go ahead.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting in New York City in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and available online at WFMU.org.
Wow. You are really good at this, Nadia.
Yeah, I know.
So what other programs do you listen to on WFMU besides the Fuzzy Glove Hour, of course, and the Inflatable Squirrel Carcass and the Old Codger?
I don't even listen to that. I just think that it's funny.
Oh, you don't listen to the Inflatable Squirrel Carcass?
Well, no. Well, how would I stay up till midnight?
Well, maybe you set an alarm. You know, actually, when I started listening to the radio, that's what I used to do.
I listen to Clay Pigeon, J.A. in the A.M., You in the morning, Garbage Time, Surface Noise with Joe Magasco. I listen to the Honky Tonk Radio Girl, the Weekly World Blues, and Tectonic.
Wow.
And the Michael Shelley Show, Sophisticated Boom Boom, the Dance With Me Stanley. Yeah, and that's it.
I think you're the only person under 40 years old who listens to the radio.
Oh, and Fool's Paradise and Tonophonic Tot.
Wow. Hi, you're on the air with Ask Nadia.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello, Nadia.
Hello.
It's listener Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Many years ago, I was really impressed when Station Master Ken read a public service announcement about something that we need to protect children from. It was a household accident. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to scare you or get on that subject.
Right.
But afterward, he said, in things on TV or in movies, when children insist that something is true or should be done, and adults disagree with them, the kids are always right, and that public service announcement showed that you shouldn't listen to kids because, you know, they can get into this type of household accident, and that shows they're not very smart. So my question is, Nadia, when should we listen to adults instead of kids?
Never.
Exactly.
Actually, maybe a little. Maybe your parents, yes, but like not strangers. I mean, right?
Yeah, like maybe if you're filling up your car with gas, maybe that's a time to listen to an adult. But I can't think of another time.
Or you could listen to Ken right now on WFMU.
Okay.
Nadia, what is the problem with grown-ups?
Sometimes they don't do what you want them to do.
That's number one.
Nadia, has there ever been a time when you realized later that if you'd done what you wanted to do, it wouldn't have been as good as you thought it would be?
Yeah.
Could you, explain it, or?
I don't actually remember, but that happened to me various times. Like, for example, when I tried to draw something that was super easy, it didn't really come out nice. Or when I made a cake, it came out horrible.
Was it a unicorn cake?
No, happens to be that it was, I made some water with flour, and I just added that in the cake with the other ingredients, and it came out absolutely baking soda disgusting.
Oh, so you make those everything cakes where you just throw everything into a...
No, I just had scraps of, flour water, and then I just popped it in there with the ingredients to make a chocolate cake, and it came out horrible.
Yeah. That's probably a better cake than I could make. All right, thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right, goodbye.
You can give out the phone number again, Nadia.
201-536-9368.
Hi, you're on the Fuzzy Glove Hour, and it's Ask Nadia time. Go ahead with your question.
Nadia, what is your favorite game?
My favorite game, as in video, I'd say it's probably Roblox, actually.
That's a pretty good game.
You play Roblox, too?
Yes, I do.
And Minecraft's pretty good, too.
So Nadia, Roblox is your favorite game, and Minecraft is number two.
Yeah, if it wouldn't stop crashing.
Oh, does Minecraft crash on you?
No, it doesn't, crash. But, when I try to open it, sometimes it doesn't open. And I have to restart the whole entire computer.
Oh, yeah. You need a really powerful computer to play those video games.
Yeah, but it works. It works.
Caller, what's your name?
My name is Ben. People call me Benny Man.
And, Ben, what's your favorite?
Wait a minute! I think I might know this person.
I think you do, Nadia.
Ben!
It's your pal, Ben?
Yeah, from school.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Ben.
That's so.
Since when do you have a phone?
What?
Since when do you have a phone?
I don't have a phone. I'm using my mom's.
Okay, well. Well.
All right, thanks for calling, Ben.
Bye, Benny.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you play Roblox with Benny?
Actually, I play Among Us with him.
Uh-huh. What's the best advice you can give people who play Among Us?
Don't stay in one place.
Keep moving.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that.
Keep moving. I didn't know that at all. Hi, you're on the Fuzzy Glove Hour with Nadia.
Hi, hello, this is Marco. I just have a pretty simple question to ask Nadia.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Nadia. What do you think the meaning of life is? What is life about?
To have fun.
To have fun.
Yeah.
To have fun?
Yep.
That's a great answer. How do you have fun? What's a good way to have fun?
You could play outside with your dog if you have one, or you could play like a video game but restricted for an hour or something, or read books.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's a bunch of things right there. Thanks, caller. So is that your limit for screen time, is an hour? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
And how do you Nadia, what do you suggest to people who are addicted to their screens? What should they do?
There's this thing you can do on your phone. I think you have you can put it on all your apps. For each app you use, you can put an hour on it, and it always reminds you when you have 10 minutes left.
Ah.
I think it's on the screen time thing, in the app screen time, because... Mm-hmm. You can set alarms, and then it blocks that app, so you can't use it for the day again.
Wow, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, we have another caller. Hi, you're on the air with Nadia.
Hello.
My favorite muffin is...
Wait, what?
My favorite muffin is...
What?
I think she said, or he or she said that their favorite muffin is capers. A caper muffin.
No, no, top a kick.
A top a kick muffin. Do you like those, Nadia?
What is your favorite muffin?
What's your favorite muffin, Nadia?
Blueberry.
Blueberry muffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to say.
They're delicious. Do you have wild blueberries near your house, Nadia?
Actually, we grow blueberries.
Oh, really? You farm blueberries? Well, thank you, Muffin Fan.
Yeah.
Or the Muffin Man.
I think it's a girl.
Do you know that Muffin Fan?
No, I don't. But I didn't expect my friend from school to call.
You mean Benny?
Yeah, Benny Man.
Benny Man. Yeah. Right. So July is when all the blueberries become ripe. Is that when you...
Yeah.
Why did you do a spit take at that?
I don't know. I was sucking on my necklace and then I spit it out when he said that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, did you hear about the guy who got swallowed by a whale last week?
Wait, what?
There was a fisherman in Massachusetts and a whale swallowed him up, but then the whale spit him out.
How?
And he was okay.
How did he swallow
him? This fisherman was scuba diving about 40 feet of water, and the whale just scooped him up in his mouth.
Well, do you see what time it is? We probably shouldn't talk a lot like this.
We shouldn't talk anymore?
Yeah, we only have like 11 minutes left.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Are there other callers?
Not at the moment. We're in the boxcar studio, so we have fewer lines. So if you got a busy signal before, please try again. What's the phone number, Nadia?
201-536-9368.
And what's the secret of being a good caller on the Fuzzy Glove Hour?
Not to talk so much like Andy. You won't shut up.
Right, and not talk over people, right?
Exactly.
I don't know how we're ever going to get that through to Andy.
Yeah, actually, me neither.
Hi, you're live on the Fuzzy Glove Hour with Nadia.
Yeah, Nadia, I got a question for you, Nadia. Okay. Does anybody actually like meringue?
Meringues? I like meringue.
Like a lemon meringue pie?
I love it.
Just in the way. You got to take it off so you can get to the lemon.
How many? Do you want to know how many subscribers I have now?
How many?
52.
All right.
I think we're getting close to that 100 goal right there.
I happen to love meringues. Yeah. I don't know what this caller's talking about.
Dissing
meringues. Meringues are delicious.
It just tastes like plaster, though.
No, it tastes like light, fluffy sugar.
I just saw everyone who subscribed online. You just did it. I'm like, what the heck? There's so many people in my notification.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Meringue Hater.
You're welcome.
We're moving on. If you would like to subscribe to Nadia's YouTube channel, it's called My Unicorn Rules. And she started off with 15 subscribers at 6 o'clock, and we're trying to get to 100. So if you can go to YouTube and look up My Unicorn Rules and subscribe to Nadia's YouTube channel. She's got videos about lakes and dogs and blood vessels and bonfires. You will not be disappointed.
No, you won't.
The phone number here is 201-536-9368. And Nadia, it is getting towards the end of the program, so it's time to start talking about what's coming up next. So what is the next program?
The Weekly World Blues with Matt Fugas.
Very good. Andy Breckman could never do that.
Really?
Yeah. And then what's on after a Weekly World Blues with Matt Fugas?
Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
Wow, you know the theme song and everything.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Phone number. And then?
And then, guess what?
What?
Therese.
Right, Therese.
I forgot how to pronounce that.
Yeah, that's okay. It's very hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
Phone number here, 201-536-9368. We only have about another 5 minutes left. If you have any questions for Nadia about llamas or unicorns or unicorn cake.
Llama.
Or Lord of the Rings or questions about kids. What was that? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Nadia. Hi, Ken.
Hi, who's this?
It's Nicholas.
Hi, Nicholas.
Nadia, I have never seen any of the Lord of the Rings movies. What's a good entry point? Where should I start?
Well, I think you should actually start at The Hobbit, because that's the first tale before the Lord of the Rings. So there's three movies in The Hobbit. The first, An Unexpected Journey, and then the Desolation of Smaug, and then The Battle of Five Armies. So you can look on Prime. I think you have to rent it, but that's where to start.
Good advice, Nadia.
Okay, thank you very much.
Your marching orders, Nicholas. Nadia, remember in the movie when Bilbo Baggins tried to grab the ring from Frodo? And he kind of like became a monster for a split second? Wasn't that scary?
Actually, it wasn't that scary. I just got a little surprised.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Harold?
Hi, Harold.
Hero, I think she
said. Oh, it's Hero again. Hi, Hero.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's
on your mind, Hero?
Nadia, what's the longest walk that you have been on?
What did she say?
What's the what that she's been on?
Longest walk.
Your longest walk, Nadia.
Actually, I think it was a car ride.
Well, that's not a walk.
Well, okay, fine. Hiking.
Yeah, the longest hike you've ever taken.
Okay.
Nadia, Hero needs to know, what's your longest hike?
I don't know. I think it's when we were somewhere and then it started raining. And then we didn't know how to get back and we were lost and it took like an hour.
Okay, Hero, that's the answer. It took about an hour to get back.
Okay.
Thanks, Hero. Have a good evening.
I'm going to freak you out right now.
Bye-bye. Hi, Hero. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you. Yep. We hear you.
Are aliens real?
What? Did you say, are aliens real?
Yeah, are aliens real?
Yes.
Yes, they are.
And you better run.
Nadia's now jumping up and down on her chair. Okay, Mr. Aliens are real. We're moving on. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I have a question for Nadia.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Hi, I have a question for Nadia.
Okay.
This is Angel Hair calling.
What?
This is Angel Hair calling.
Okay, hello, Angel.
And here's my question.
Okay.
It has to do with unicorns.
Okay.
The question is, are they born with horns on their nose?
Well, yes.
So they're born with the horn.
Yes. Oh, I hear that song coming on.
You know what that means?
Yes.
Caller, did you have any follow-up questions about unicorns? They are born with their horns.
They are born with their horns.
Yes.
Okay. Do the horns fall off at some point in time? Or do they grow forever?
They grow forever.
They grow forever. One more unicorn question. Do unicorns wear unicorn shoes?
Yes, they wear sneakers that go squeak, 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 squeak.
Squeaky sneakers. Unicorn's best friend.
Yes. Hold on, like this.
Okay, thank you, caller. Wow, that's an excellent imitation of unicorn sneakers, Nadia. So, Nadia, guess what? Now it's really time to do the legal ID.
Okay, fine.
So you got to do it again.
This is WSNU Restorants of the MSU Mad Hope broadcasting in New York City and Rockland County and 91.9 FM and available online at WSNU.org.
And what's coming up next?
Weekly World Blues with Matt Fivash.
Nadia, you did such a great job tonight. Thank you for filling in for Andy. And guess what? You're up to 66 subscribers on your YouTube channel, My Unicorn Rules.
I'm just going to say, you guys can keep subscribing if you want. I don't care.
Is it okay if they keep subscribing after the show?
Yeah, it's fine, actually.
Yeah? Are you going to keep doing interviews?
Yes, actually, yes.
Great.
I might want to interview you.
Okay, I'd be happy to be interviewed by you.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no promises, it's okay.
Yes.
Okay, Nadia, it's time for us to go. Thanks so much for filling in again. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
If I mistreat you, gal, I sure don't mean no harm. If I mistreat you, gal, I sure don't mean no harm. I'm a motherless child and I don't know right from wrong. Please tell me, pretty mama, honey, why you stayed last night? Tell me, pretty mama, Lord, honey, why you stayed last night? You didn't come home till the sun was shining bright. I have to go so far to get my help on board. I have to go so far, gal, to get my help on board. These Atlanta women don't let my help on board. I done more for you than your daddy ever done. I did more for you, gal, than your daddy ever done. I give you my daddy, he ain't give you none. When you see two women always running hand in hand, when you see two women always running hand in hand, you can bet your bottom dollar one got the other one's man. I'm going to the river, get me a tangle rocking chair. I'm going to the river, get me a tangle rocking chair. Have the blues overtake me, gonna rock them away from